Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Thank you very much for hanging around with me. We got our good friend Tom Masacker with us. You know who Tom is. Tom's been with us many, many times before. He's been a member of our Brain Trust for a long time. He's the author of A Clear Eye for Branding, also Sandbox Wisdom, and The Four Sides of Sandbox Wisdom, among other books that he's written. He is one of the top branding experts on the planet, and he's here to talk to us about that and how to communicate our brand. Tom, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. Great to be here.
It's good to have you back, as always. You know, Tom, one of the things that that we've talked a lot about, obviously, has been branding and how to create a brand and how to develop a brand, how to recognize that you have a brand. But once you do all that, then you gotta communicate that to the marketplace, don't you?
Well, yeah, absolutely. If you don't, somebody told me once regarding advertising that not advertising is like winking at a beautiful girl in a dark room. You may know what you're doing, but she doesn't have a clue. So you're absolutely right. At some point, this great product or service that you have created, and again, that's the essence of a brand that brings back people and gets word of mouth going, is really the experience of what you've developed. But you've got to let people know about it. You have to communicate what you are, who you are. You know, that whole idea behind the position of the brand.
So how do we do that? What's the best way to make sure that we turn the light on when we wink at that customer?
Well, there it is right there. I think the key is to wink at the customer. You know, if you want somebody to think that you're funny, you don't tell them you're funny. You tell them a joke.
Right.
So it's the same thing with marketing. There is a common wisdom that really doesn't apply to our marketplace anymore. And that wisdom is we have to convince and persuade and make an argument that we are beneficial to the customer.
Mm-hmm.
So we have created these taglines and what I call positioning statements that, frankly, nobody even pays any attention to. You know, kind of like the good, and you're in good hands. You know, those types of things. People are not convinced by that anymore.
Well, because the thing is in many ways they come across as manipulative rather than informative.
Oh, you know what? That's absolutely right. I was just reading an article. I'll give you an example of what I call black and white branding, which I think is dead in you know, this particular society here, maybe not in some emerging economies, but in our economy it is. I was reading something that Toyota, you know, just surpassed General Motors
right.
in worldwide sales.
Right.
So the GM dealers are mad. And so a lot of them believe that General Motors corporate ads aren't quote-unquote aggressive enough. So they've gotten together to take Toyota head-on at the dealer level with their own ads. And there's a dealership, for example, in Atlanta. Now listen to, this is the voiceover of approximately what he said. In his ad, he says, in the voiceover, Toyota has recalled more vehicles last year than it sold. The reality is Toyota contributes more to our staggering national trade deficit than any other manufacturer. And those Toyota cars are assembled with imported parts. Folks, the reality is our cars are better for you, your pocketbooks, and America.
Hmm.
Now, who believes this, number one, that Toyota recalled more cars than they sold? Right? I mean, I don't know too many people
right.
that believe that.
Right.
And then to say to us, we're better for you, is like you're speaking to a child.
Right.
You know, take our medicine. It's good for you.
I think those are guys who've been listening to politicians too long. You know, politicians tell us things that we know are lies when they open their mouth.
Yeah, but you know what? Even politicians, and that's a perfect example, even politicians are understanding that this trying to convince and cajole us and persuade us isn't working anymore. So
well, let me give you an example. I heard Senator John Kerry on Tuesday speak to a group of a few hundred small business owners, people who are creating jobs, and he actually said, these words actually came out of his mouth, you're operating in a less than stellar job creation environment. Those words actually came out of his mouth, and I don't want to get political, but my point is that's what apparently today people like that, like your car company and John Kerry and certain politicians, think that they can tell us things and we'll believe it, even if they're lies.
It doesn't work anymore, and that's the difference between.
We need to throw those guys overboard. We need to jettison those guys. That car company and any politician who says things like John Kerry says should be without a job.
Well, what happens is we ignore them, so eventually they will be without a job.
Yeah.
And so the thing we have to do is focus on who is today's consumer, how are they different in the way that they think about what we're trying to convey to them. And a perfect example is Al Gore. I mean, look at how Gore, he's been on global warming for a long time.
Right.
But instead of trying to hammer it home with this black and white, fear-mongering, you know, just throw the words out there and we'll believe the semantics, he comes out with a movie. There's much entertainment that allows us to build the case in our minds. That is the essence of great marketing today, is to give people pieces of what you do, of your story.
Yeah.
Let them get excited about it and let them experience and build in their own mind how you can improve their lives. Don't go out there and try to tell them like children, we make the best hamburger in the world. Because nobody believes that rhetoric anymore.
But even if you make a movie, and if the movie is false, you know, I don't think that was a good example there, Tom. The Al Gore example. You've got to be truthful to people. That's what you're talking about.
I was saying from a communication standpoint.
Right. Not the content.
The debate on global warming has really, and excuse the metaphor, heated up.
Yeah.
Because of the way that communication was packaged.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So if you want people to get involved in your communication, you need to know how to touch them as the new consumer.
We're going to come back. I'm going to get Tom to tell us a little bit more about this new consumer right after these messages. As 20 after, Tom Asacker is our guest. His last book is called A Clear Eye for Branding. Stay with us.
When you're walking down the street and you ain't had.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's the original site, and that's where you can subscribe to my free newsletter and check out our archives and hear the show in a number of different ways, and more exciting news on that to come. You can also find my blog at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And then don't forget our brand spanking new knowledge base. This is an exciting new website, folks, that I'm so excited to be able to tell you about. AskJim.biz. AskJim.biz. Check it out when you get a chance. It's your small business questions answered now, instantaneously. And so check that out when you get a chance. Use it to your advantage. No barrier to entry. Anything I have, if you can get there, we'll let you in. You can use it to your little heart's content. And both of those sites will help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. Tom Asacker's got a pretty darn good site, too. Tom, give it to us, please.
It's A Clear Eye, ACLEAREYE.com.
All right, so check that out. They can find your books there, can't they?
My books, there's a lot of free articles. There's a blog. A lot of people comment on it. So it's a good source of information about what the marketplace of today is really like.
All right, check it out, folks. You will learn a lot. I promise you, it will benefit you. Tom, you said something as we went to the break. You called. You said that there is a 21st century consumer. I think that's the way you said it. At least that's the way I heard it. What is the new consumer? What is a 21st century consumer like? How are they different, and what do we need to look for?
Well, the marketplace and marketing has evolved to solve a different task. I mean, it used to be merely a means to an end, where we would go out, we would compare, we would contrast, and attempt to optimize our purchases, and then get on with our lives. I mean, that's what we did. We walked down to the store, we looked at the price of flour in a bag, we bought the flour, we came home. Now the marketplace is turning into a major part of our lives. It's a source of entertainment, of good times, learning, social interaction.
It's an experience, isn't it?
Well, yeah, we expect the marketplace now to surprise and delight us. And we want our choices to reflect favorably on who we are. So instead of being directed by the marketplace, we want to discover, we want to uncover things that might play, you know, help play a part in making us more of who we want to be and in the experiences that we want to have. So, you know, it's a lot different than it used to be. I mean, we bore easily. We don't trust people because we've been conditioned over time to not believe businesses and marketing. We're sick to death of authoritative messages like you pointed out.
And manipulation. I've got a major manipulation antenna that runs up instantaneously when somebody tries to manipulate me.
You know what? All of us do now because we've been conditioned. And that's why this new approach to how you look at your brand and your communication, what I call plaid branding as opposed to black and white, is let's not be so formal and serious-minded, and let's try to have a little humor, a little emotion, a little irony. I mean, right, your break ended with Aflac. What is that? What is a duck? What's that have to do with anything? You know, the cavemen,
right.
You know, Geico's cavemen, what is that?
Or the gecko.
Right. And Starbucks never said, we serve the best cup of coffee. Apple never said, our iPod is the best MP3 player. What
right.
they did was they took emotion and they weaved it into the fabric of the brand. And then people discovered it for themselves. And you know what? It can be done. Even I was watching the Democratic debates last night from South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And they asked Senator Biden a question. Now, picture if they asked you this question, or me, or another business person. They said, Senator Biden, can you reassure voters that you would have the discipline necessary on the world stage? You know what his answer was?
Yes.
That was it. So it became humorous. You know, when we read into his message, the more he tried, if he sat there and tried to persuade us for 2 minutes, we would have started disbelieving him.
Right.
That's the strange part of today's consumer, of ideas, of marketplace services. We don't want to be persuaded. The more you try to persuade us, the less we believe you.
Can we say, you know, you've made some excellent points, Tom, and I think everybody listening probably agrees with you. But in the minute we got left, one of the things that I'd like to say in order to get started on this thing, how do you get started doing what you just said? To me, you've got to make sure that your message is focused on the customer, not just on them and what they want from you, but what they need, but on what they want you to give them, what they want out of this experience. Isn't that where you need to start?
Oh, absolutely. What you've got to do is stop thinking like a business person that's trying to persuade someone and think about the consumer. Read it with consumer eyeglasses on and say to yourself, let me take a look at my ads. Let me take a look at my brochures. Let me take a look at my email. Let me take a look at my direct mail and read it. Does it sound like it's coming from a business person?
If I were a consumer of another business, what would I think about this?
No, exactly. Is this coming from someone that's a business person trying to persuade me? Or is this coming from a friend that's trying to let me in on something great that might help me?
And that I hopefully will have a relationship with over time.
Absolutely. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Tom, we got to wrap it up. It's always a pleasure to have you here. You always open our eyes and give us some great things to think about. Will you come back again real soon?
Absolutely, Jim.
Tom Maysacker, ladies and gentlemen, he's the best, as you know. And his book is called A Clear Eye for Branding. Check it out wherever books are sold. Quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.